there, and welcome to the Digital Nomad Life Podcast. I'm your host, Krista, also known as Cristabella Travels on TikTok and Instagram. Please feel free to slide into my DMs and let me know that you are here and you are a listener. I love to hear from you. And also, I'm the founder of the Digital Nomad Life Academy, which is my business where I help people become digital nomads, even if they really are starting from absolute scratch. So if that's you, you are in the right place. My podcast is my space for me to share a lot of insight and wisdom and advice for free. And today's episode is all about what to do if you have a job that you hate and you want to become a digital nomad. I really hope this episode can help somebody not enter into a very sticky situation and quitting your job before it's too soon. And I also hope that this podcast will give you a little bit of peace of mind and help you see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, even if you are in a job that you really detest. I would like to relate to you first by saying that I have been there. Not that I hated my job at the end, but I just really felt uninspired. I felt underpaid. I felt underappreciated. And I felt like I just didn't have the freedom that I really wanted. And this was even when I had a lot of freedom, right? Like the last actual job that I had was in 2020, and it was remote. I had been traveling and working remotely as a digital nomad for years with this startup, and actually, all things considered, it was a pretty good gig. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you keep telling yourself, yeah, well, but it's pretty good, like it's okay, you are settling. Just like we don't want to settle in relationships, we also don't want to settle in our career. Our career, arguably, is one of the biggest things that we will relate to in our lifetime. You spend so much time in your career, in your job. That's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for probably, like, I don't know, 40 years of your life. That's a huge commitment, and you deserve to be happier. You deserve to feel really fulfilled. You deserve to feel like you're doing something meaningful in your career. I'm really passionate about career, which is why I ended up becoming a career and a business coach. But anyway, I digress. I don't want you to settle just like I didn't want to settle. So back in 2020, even though I had all this freedom to work completely remotely, in my actual job itself, I was starting to feel really uninspired, unmotivated, and I was surrounding myself by all these other digital nomads. Okay, pause. If you listen to so many of my other episodes, you know that I'm a huge advocate for community, 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 community. Not only does community help you make your nomad lifestyle more sustainable, but it also makes you so much more inspired. It helps you see what the possibilities are in your life. And with the digital nomad life, the sky is the limit. There are so many possibilities. So back in 2020, when I was traveling around, or well, 2019 anyway, when I was traveling around with other digital nomads, I realized something. Most of them worked for themselves. Most of them had actually complete autonomy over their time. I had autonomy over my location, but I didn't have autonomy and freedom over my time. And that was something that really started to weigh on me, because I was like, not only am I not having full autonomy over my time, but I also am spending my time not even doing something that I really enjoy. I'm bored with this job and I want to do something else. And all these other people around me have their own businesses. So what am I doing? Why can't I have my own business? So here's the thing. I actually spent like a year and a half trying to create my own business. And it was pretty hard up until I hired a business coach, and then literally everything changed for me, which is why now I'm a business coach and I help people with this because I know how powerful coaching is. But yeah, back to my 2019 story, I was really, really serious about starting my own business. And I think that something that a lot of my clients are experiencing is that once they sign up for my program, like once they sign up for the DNLA, they get this huge burst of inspiration and motivation, and they are around other people that want the same things as them. So suddenly they feel like the world is their oyster and they're just like, I can't take it anymore. And then they quit their jobs and then they're like, Krista, good news, I quit my job. And I'm like, okay, cool. But also, like, what is your plan for money? Now, look, I love when people quit their jobs. I always celebrate that. And I always think that it's amazing because it's so brave and it's powerful. And it's really like a declaration, a reclamation of who you are and what you want. And it's a huge signal to the universe that you're willing to do what it takes to go after your dreams. And that big dreamer side of me is really present whenever somebody tells me this information. And also because I'm not going to say, ooh, like maybe you shouldn't have done that, because that's not really helpful, is it? They've already quit. So if somebody were to ask me before they quit their job, I actually would say, let's consider a few of these factors before you take that leap. Okay, so factor number one is how much money is in your savings account and how are you planning on living over the next few months, and what's your plan to start making more money so that your savings aren't depleting so rapidly. A general piece of advice that I give to my clients is you should only quit your job if you have already somewhat replaced the income that you were making with your new digital nomad business, or if you have a minimum of 6 months of savings that can cover your bare minimum living expenses. So here's a little homework assignment for you. Calculate your bare minimum of living expenses. And is there anything that you can do to lower those living expenses? A bunch of my clients have given up their apartments and they've moved back in with their parents or with a friend for a period of time just to save money so that they can spend more effort and energy and attention on building their business and get to keep their savings for just like the absolute essentials. Something that I've found as a pattern is that when I ask some of my clients, like, how much savings do you have? They might say about 3 months worth of living. But personally, I feel like that is a little bit too close for comfort. Congratulations on being able to save that amount of money. That is a great amount of money to have in your savings. But I really don't recommend trying to live off of that amount of money without having a plan for what you're going to do once those 3 months are up. Because the thing is, we really can't predict how our businesses are going to go, especially when we're just starting off. I know that you'll see in my marketing, and you probably see it all over the internet, that it's possible for people to be making 10K months within 3 months. And the truth is, that's true. It is possible, but you absolutely should never, ever, ever plan on that to be your situation unless you have a really foolproof strategy. But for most people, that's just simply not the case. For me, I didn't quit my job until I had already completely replaced my monthly income and had a few months of savings in my bank account. So for me, that felt safe. It still felt like a little bit of a risk, but honestly, I think that with the nomad lifestyle, it's risky enough already to be kind of, you know, living out of your suitcase and going about the world as a free spirit. Like there's a lot of risky things that can come with it. It's worth it, definitely. And I love it and I recommend it to everybody, but I don't recommend adding extra pressure and extra scarcity onto yourself by quitting your job before you have another form of income lined up. Now, your form of income lined up, it doesn't have to be the job that you're currently in that you don't like. It could be something else. I think that if you have, let's say, 3 months of savings in your bank account and you're just dying to quit your job and you believe in your business plan and you just know that if you had more time and energy to put into your business, then you could replace your income, but currently you cannot, then I would say, okay, quit your job, but find yourself some source of income like babysitting or working at a restaurant or doing random gigs in your town. Like there's a website called TaskRabbit where you can just sign up and do random gigs for people, like for super random stuff. I actually made a bunch of money on Craigslist back in the day when I was between jobs, doing all kinds of random things, like, but hosting events, or co-hosting events, or just being an usher at events, or trade shows was a big thing that I did to make some cash, because personally, I cannot stand the feeling of money scarcity. I've been there way too many times in my life, and I just, I ain't never going back there. You will never find me in a state where I can't afford to pay my bills, because I just would never allow myself to get into that situation. So, you know, I'm willing to do the humble work of things that are maybe below me or something for a short period of time, because I know that my eye is on the bigger prize, which is the lifestyle that I want. So I really encourage you to think about that. How much money is in your savings account? How far can you stretch it month to month? And what's your plan? What's your plan to replace the income that you have currently been making in your job? Now, a little caveat to this before I go on to the next point is that I'm not here just to be a business coach telling you to be reasonable with quitting your job, but I'm here to be like, you know, dream bigger though, dream outside the box. Just because your bank account might have some objective numbers in it, it doesn't mean that there isn't room to play with different possibilities. So I hear you, you like really don't like your job, you really want out of there, you know that you would have so much more creative juice to dedicate to your business if you just quit. Well, if you do quit and you don't have that much savings, like let's say maybe you have 4 months of savings in your bank account, you might want to consider moving to a really low-cost country for a short period of time. Maybe there's a way that you can Airbnb out or sublease out your current accommodation and make a little bit of profit on that. And as you're making profit on your current accommodation, can you go move to Colombia or Guatemala or El Salvador or a country in Central America that just is a really low cost but high quality of life? If you're from Australia, maybe you can go to Thailand or to Bali. If you're in Europe, maybe you could go spend your time in Turkey while you're building your business. Close by, low-cost destinations are all over the world. And wherever you are, I guarantee you that there is a place that you can go to that's a short flight away that could really be a very accommodating place for you to be building your business while you don't have an income. For me, I combined these two tips, right? So I invested a significant amount of my savings into a business coach in early 2020. And because I did that, I was like, all right, well, what are my options now? Because I need to be making this money back because I want to quit my job as soon as I can. So what did I do? I packed my bags and I went to Sri Lanka, and I didn't drink the entire time that I was there. I cooked a lot of my own food, and I just spent my days at the beach and I was entertained. My cup was full, like my energetic, happy cup was full. And I think you really want to have an energetic, full, happy cup when you are building your business, because that energy will come through you into your business. So if you are going to quit your job, you know, I'm not here telling you not to, but I'm saying like play around with the possibilities and just try to make it easier on yourself. Try not to fall into so much money scarcity, or don't put yourself in a situation where you could fall into money scarcity. This word scarcity might sound familiar to you if you ever listened to my How to Get Started as a Digital Nomad masterclass. This masterclass, I'll link it below if you want to watch it. It's a free 2 or so hour training. It's really, really, really loaded with value. You're going to be taking notes the entire time. And it's really just a full spectrum training on getting started as a digital nomad. And one of the things that I include in that training is a little mindset lesson, which is about the scarcity loop versus the abundance loop. Scarcity loop. Okay, what happens when you're in scarcity? Basically, when you're in scarcity, that's when you feel like there isn't enough, right? You're looking around you and you're like, oh, there's not enough. There's not enough. There's not enough money. There's not enough clients. There's not enough opportunity. I don't have enough skills. I'm not good enough. I'm not capable enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not confident enough. All this not enoughness. But in this example, let's talk specifically about money. So you move to Sri Lanka or Colombia or Ecuador, and now you start to see your savings going down and down and down and down and down. And then it starts to feel like, oh my God, I don't have enough in my bank account. So when you don't have enough, when you are in scarcity, or when you feel like you don't have enough and you're in scarcity, then what happens is you start getting anxiety. When we have anxiety, we are clouded by our emotional situation. And when we're clouded by our emotional situation, we do not necessarily always make the wisest choices. I'm sure, listener, you can think about moments when you made a choice that probably wasn't actually in your best interest. You probably made a decision that maybe in retrospect, was self-sabotage, but you did it because you were scared. You did it because you had anxiety. So when we are in scarcity, we get anxiety about it. And when we get anxiety, we start making poor choices. When we make poor choices, then what happens to our life? We get negative outcomes. And we're not looking for negative outcomes. We're looking for positive, beautiful, amazing, happy, traveling, fulfilled, loving the world outcomes, not scarcity outcomes. So that's why I just say it's so important for you to really be reasonable when thinking about your financial situation before you quit your job. Then you won't end up in scarcity and you can stay in abundance instead. The abundance loop is the opposite of the scarcity loop. The abundance loop is when you can actually see the world, the universe, and the internet and everything around you as full of opportunities, full of potential, full of resources. One resource that I would like to remind you of is the internet. And on the internet, there is so much. The internet is so abundant. There is more than enough of anything that we could possibly need on the internet. There are more than enough marketing opportunities on the internet. There are more than enough places to learn skills for free on the internet. There are more than enough humans who have money in their bank accounts that are willing to pay for services because they have businesses and they're making money when they invest in their businesses. So they have money to spend on it. And there's just an abundance, like billions and billions of people out there. So when you're in the abundance loop, you start to open up your eyes to all the possibilities that are around you, all the possibilities, all the resources that you have. And because of that, you can feel grateful. Grateful is a different vibration than anxiety. And grateful is a high vibration energy. When you're in a high vibration energy, what happens is that you start to be able to make choices with peace of mind. You start to say, I trust the process. I trust the universe. I trust that I am capable. I trust that I am confident. I trust that the right opportunity will show up at the right time. And then when you are in a peace of mind state and when you have a lot of trust, then you make wise choices. And when you make wise choices from peace of mind, then you get positive outcomes and good things happen. So that's the difference between the scarcity loop and the abundance loop. And if you're listening to this, you might be like, well, Krista, can't I just trust the universe? Like, can't I just quit my job and then trust that there's an abundance of opportunities out there and that there's an abundance of money to be made? Yes, babe, you can think like that. And let's be reasonable still at the same time. Okay, so again, check your bank account. Make sure that you have a plan of action. Make sure that you are checking your bases and that you're not overspending while you are building up your income from your business. Now, the last thing that I want to say is a little bit controversial, so don't come at me, but this is to hopefully help you stay afloat emotionally while you are keeping your job and building your business. So before I quit my job, I was asking a lot of people that I knew and trusted if they thought that it was a good idea. And one of my mentors gave me this really great piece of advice. He was like, look, I'm never going to tell you to quit your job because that decision really has to come with from within. I don't know your financial situation. I don't know your threshold for uncomfortability. I don't know what your plan is for how you're going to make money. So I can't tell you if it's a good idea or a terrible idea for you to quit your job. But I will say that your energy is your greatest asset and it needs to be protected. And if you're spending 8 hours a day in an environment where your energy is just being depleted, well, that's really something to consider. And I repeat this little story all the time because I think that it is so relevant and it's something that I took to heart as well. When my mentor said that, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I think I do want to wait a little bit longer. I do want to make sure that the income that I'm building with my side hustle, which eventually became my full-time hustle, that the income that I'm building with it is sustainable, that I do have a plan, that I can rely on it so that I don't end up in scarcity. So I think I'll keep my job for a little bit longer. But what if I just started approaching my job in a way where I didn't let it affect my energy so much? What if I actually just started clocking off at 5 p.m. like I'm contracted to do? What if I actually started communicating to my boss that I don't have the bandwidth to take on an extra project? What if I actually tell my boss, yeah, that project's probably going to take me a week, when I know it could take me 3 days or 4 days, but why not just tell them the whole week so that I don't have to stress out about it? In the United States, we have this phrase called the senior slide, and that is something that I think you might want to consider at your current job. So what the senior slide is when you're in the United States, it refers to high school students who are in their final year of high school and they've already gotten accepted into their college or university. So because they've already gotten accepted and the month of the year is probably like March, April, they still, during May and June, there's no reason for them to keep trying as hard as they have been their whole high school career because they already got accepted into university. Whether they get an A on their final exam their senior year, it doesn't actually even matter anymore. So what they start to do is they start to just relax a little bit and they start to have a little bit more fun and they maybe stop doing their homework so perfectly, or maybe they just don't end up doing their homework at all. And look, I'm not here telling you that you should totally just bail on your current job and just be taking the money without doing any work for them. I mean, you know, if someone's hiring you to do something, do the work, but maybe just don't slave over it. Maybe just start setting stronger boundaries. Maybe actually start communicating. Maybe stop being a people pleaser. What if you could just relax a little bit more on your duties? And what if you could actually do the bare minimum at your job instead of trying to impress your boss and just, you know, keep doing the thing that they pay you to do, but just again, don't slave away at it. And maybe you also could consider what would happen if you did get fired, because I think something that a lot of people get stressed out about when I give them that advice is they're like, yeah, but if I do the bare minimum, what if I get fired? And it's like, okay, what if you do get fired? Will you get unemployment? Because there is nothing shameful about collecting unemployment, especially if your plan all along was to build your own business. Boom, mic drop. Like, you are here to actually contribute to your country, to society in a greater way by building your business. And the government has unemployment for a reason. It's for reasons like this. It's to protect you. It's to protect people. It's to help people not be in a state of scarcity, because the government knows that scarcity is not a good thing. So I really encourage you to go onto, say, ChatGPT and just ask ChatGPT, what would happen if I got fired from my job in this country? What am I protected by? What will I do about insurance? What will I do about an income? What do I need to report? What do I need to show? How long does it last? And just ask all the questions that you need to ask so that you can be sure that there is a safety net available to you if you do go on that senior slide with your current job and just start allowing yourself to have more bandwidth for your business. Because that's the thing. Your business is what happens after you graduate from your job. Your business is the next destination, the final frontier. Your business is that thing that you actually should be caring about if you really do want to change your life. If you really want to change your life, having your own business is going to be the way. It is the most sustainable way. It is the most abundant way. It is the most prosperous way. It is the most exciting way, the way with the most possibilities, with the highest earning potential, the most flexibility, the most freedom, the most fun, the most fulfilling. Having your own business is amazing. And in the early days, it's not super easy, right? Like, you will never hear me say that it's so easy to make money with your own business. It takes effort and it takes energy and it can take some time. And we don't know how much time. So that's why I say that if you're dying to quit your job, first things first, just see what would happen if you actually got fired. And maybe that would probably be the ideal situation. Check out, what is your safety net? What is the financial bandwidth that you have? How long can you last? And can you go anywhere that you can stretch it out to be even further than it would be in your home country? When you really get focused on a specific goal, you would be shocked and probably delighted to see how many new ideas enter into your awareness. So just start opening up your mind to the possibilities that if you do keep your job or if you don't stay in the country or whatever, just see what other options emerge and keep your eye on the prize is the main thing. Keep your eye on the prize while also protecting your financial stability in whatever way you can. And again, there's no shame in picking up random jobs. Like I said, I got a bunch on Craigslist and you could get them on TaskRabbit or from your neighborhood or just the restaurant down the street. Like, just make sure you have some money so that you don't fall into scarcity, because we don't want the negative outcomes of scarcity. We want the positive outcomes of abundance. And I think that is all I have to say about quitting your job. So before I sign off, I just want to invite you in to the Digital Nomad Life Academy. If you are vibing with my podcast, if you like my style, if you think I give good advice, if you're curious about being around a community of other people who also feel very attracted to the energy of this podcast, the DNLA, the Digital Nomad Life Academy, is a year-long program where you come in and there's a call every single week. Usually it's with me, and sometimes it's with one of my other amazing guest coaches. Sometimes it's also with other digital nomads that I know from my personal life who can teach you on all kinds of amazing topics. So the thing with the DNLA is there's this huge live component to it where you're held accountable, you're super supported, and you are vibing with the community, feeling inspired and optimistic and full of possibility. And the DNLA also comes with step-by-step coursework, lots of homework assignments to take you all the way from having no idea what it is that you want to do to make money online to scaling your business and going through a major, beautiful life transformation, mindset transformation, energy transformation, personal development transformation in the process. Genuinely, this program is life-changing, is a phrase that many, many, many clients of mine say. And if you want to message any of my clients, feel free. You can go to Christabella Travels Coaching on Instagram, and you'll see a whole list of clients that I've worked with. I only follow my past clients on there. So yeah, feel free to message anybody or message me. Slide into my DMs at Christabella Travels. That's my bigger account. Tell me that you heard this podcast. Send me a little bit about your current situation. If you're curious if the DNLA is for you, you know, I have more episodes talking about it. I have another episode about how much is it to be coached by me if you are actually curious just about pricing and everything. Super transparent, because I know that the prices of my program is insane value because it literally does change your life. So up to you, or you can keep listening to the podcast for free. Go binge the other episodes. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.